Yesterday was Veterans Day. There was a celebration at the school. A lot of folks likely had the day off, as it is a federal holiday. I know I did. I took advantage of the extra time to do a bit of house cleaning in my exceedingly smallish shop, working on the stove and prepping it to get some work done on a few taxidermy projects in the near future. But while I might have been attending to some personal odds and ends, what I did not do was forget why I had the time off. The day is there for us to recognize those men and women who have served honorably in the service of our country. It's a holiday that doesn't get the same level of recognition as things like Christmas, well, the commercialized version, or Halloween. Those holidays, those are the money makers, and get promoted to a high degree because they benefit corporate entities. I have no issue with that, nor those holidays. They can very much be fun. They are a part of our culture. Again, no issue at all. But to my way of thinking, we should be just as geeked up about Veterans Day. Other holidays can exist because we have the freedoms for them to exist and thrive. Veterans Day, well, we're celebrating the folks who gave of their time to provide those freedoms in the first place. So, I'm a day late with this, but happy Veterans Day. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Visitor Services Manager for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Veterans Day takes place on November the 11th, always, and for good reason. Veterans Day is an official federal holiday that honors those who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Because it is observed on November 11th, it coincides with similar holidays in other countries, such as Armistice Day or Remembrance Day. These are all holidays that trace their beginnings to an anniversary of the end of World War I, at that time called the War to End All Wars. Clearly, whoever coined that term at the time lacked the gift of prophecy, but it caught on and it's still remembered as that today. The reason the 11th was chosen by us and others, if you'll channel your inner high school history self, is that the First World War formally came to a halt on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in the year 1918. Thus, the 11th was chosen. It's worth noting the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day is that Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day is set aside to remember those who have died in service to our country. So this is a holiday during which we can make the effort to thank those who have served and are still with us. Going with history a bit more, and you know me and history, World War I actually officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919, just outside the town of the same name in France. However, actual official ends to conflicts and how that plays out in real life often differ somewhat in their timing. In the case of World War I, fighting had ceased 7 months earlier, when the Allied nations and Germany agreed to halt hostilities, resulting in a truce between them, a truce, or armistice, that went into effect at 11 a.m. on the 11th of November, 1918. The official treaty and end happened halfway through the next year. Also the next year, specifically the following November, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th as the first commemoration of Armistice Day. He offered up a short message to the American people, sharing what he thought the day meant to the country. I'd like to share that now here. It's one of those documents of history that I enjoy rereading and remembering. A year ago today, our enemies laid down their arms in accordance with an armistice which rendered them impotent to new hostilities, and gave to the world an assured opportunity to reconstruct its shattered order and to work out in peace a new and juster set of international relations. The soldiers and people of the European allies had fought and endured for more than 4 years to uphold the barrier of civilization against the aggressions of armed force. We ourselves had been in the conflict something more than a year and a half. With splendid forgetfulness of mere personal concerns, we remodeled our industries, concentrated our financial resources, increased our agricultural output, and assembled a great army, so that at the last our power was a decisive factor in the victory. We were able to bring the vast resources, material, and morale of a great and free people to the assistance of our associates in Europe, who had suffered and sacrificed without limit in the cause for which we fought. Out of this victory, there arose new possibilities of political freedom and economic concert. The war showed us the strength of great nations acting together for high purposes, and the victory of arms foretells the enduring conquest which can be made in peace when nations act justly and in furtherance of the common interest of men. To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service, and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations. And that first day of remembrance was celebrated with parades and public meetings and a brief suspension of business beginning at 11 a.m. Holidays have a way of changing over time. I've talked about that before, and Veterans Day was no different. Probably that will continue to be the case. Armistice Day passed through many changes, eventually arriving at what we celebrate today, Veterans Day. After World War II, veteran Raymond Weeks of Alabama put forth the idea of expanding on Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not just those who died in World War I. The idea gained a lot of traction in pretty short order. Raymond Weeks led the first national celebration in 1947 and also annually until his death in 1985. On June 1, 1954, Congress officially changed the name from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, and that's what we've had and celebrated ever since. I am not a veteran. I have never served in the military. A few friends and I considered going that route during our senior year of high school. I'm not sure how serious we really were, but we went to the trouble of sitting down with a recruiter. I still remember that day. And it was a voluntary action, I might add, not something through the high school. We sat there and we honestly listened to what he had to say. Why didn't we join? And none of us did, by the way. I really don't remember. I do remember that at the time, all of us felt that if it came down to any sort of actual conflict in the world, it would not be decided on a battlefield. This was during the last days of the Cold War, as it was winding down, but at that time for us, still very real. It was the prevailing opinion of teens at my school that any sort of conflict would be decided by people in high places with fingers on buttons, buttons that were connected to bombs. Fortunately, yes, we were young and stupid, and in that case, wrong. Well, we were wrong in a lot of cases, actually. So I have never served in the military. That's certainly true for a lot of people. But let's get one thing straight. I have incredible respect for those who have served or are serving. We currently have a lot of issues in our country, and if we're being honest, things are probably far from over. There are so many issues that seem to have us divided today, but I think there's something we should all keep in mind. We have incredible freedoms, freedoms the rest of the world is jealous of. It took a lot of people serving in defense of our country, and continues to do so, to secure those freedoms. I recognize that, and I am very grateful for it. I think we all should be. A few final facts about veterans and Veterans Day. These facts coming from History.com. The military men and women who serve and protect the United States come from all walks of life. They are parents, children, grandparents, friends, neighbors, and co-workers, and are an important part of their communities. Here are some facts about the veteran population of the United States. 19 million living veterans served during at least one war as of April 2021. 11% of veterans are women. 5.9 million veterans served during the Vietnam War. Additionally, 7.8 million veterans served in the Gulf War. Of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II, a little under a quarter million were still alive as of the beginning of 2021. 933,000 veterans served during the Korean War. As of 2021, the top three states with the highest percentage of veterans were Virginia, Montana, and us, Alaska. So, we have once again seen the dawn of another Veterans Day, yesterday. I still claim Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, and I'm sure that'll be brought up in the coming weeks on here. Even so, I'll hold off on thoughts of turkey and pumpkin pie, and some of you can push back notions of a jolly old fat man and brightly lit tree with presents. There'll be plenty of time for both of those yet. Instead, consider taking a few moments, if you didn't already do this yesterday, to reflect on this week's holiday. If your history's a bit rusty, well, get online or pull out a book and brush up on those times in our history when veterans have fought for your freedom. If you know a vet, take the time to genuinely thank them for their service, in full understanding of the fact that freedoms you have are because of the efforts of folks like them. For myself, as a proud employee of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Togiak Refuge, I'd like to give a shout-out to my colleagues with the refuge who are veterans, Pat Walsh and Jack Savo, Jr. Also, hats off to Sam here at the radio station, who is also a veteran. To any of you listening who are vets, thank you so very much for your service. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.